Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Eh, a little sticky, kind of warm. We're dealing with a little rain here and there. I mean, it is what it is. It'll be this way through the week. How disgusting is that? Joe Biden standing up as we are commemorating the Holocaust, Yom HaShoah. We remember those slaughtered at the hands of the Nazis. 6 million-plus Jews, 5-plus million others as well. Let's not forget anyone. But to have him standing there reading words that somebody else wrote, I think most of us can understand that and agree on that, that he's against anti-Semitism. Give me a break. Kashmir Tuchus, you are one of the biggest pathological, sociopathic liars I have ever heard in my life. There's part of me that says he doesn't even know what the truth is. There's another part of me, it doesn't really matter. He has done nothing but aid and abet these Hamas supporters on the college campuses. His donors are the same people who were financing those tent events. You know, all the lovely REA roving displays, REI roving displays. Those are his sponsors. Those are his donors. They're all the same. They're all co-mingled. And then he wants to talk about support for Israel. Again, Kashmir Tuchus, Mr. President. You're doing everything possible. Everything possible to stab them in the back, to kneecap them, to push them towards a defeat. You and Mr. Blinken, you're both embarrassments. It's appalling. Anyway, on that happy note, also acknowledging the death of the Boy Scouts of America. They will now be the, what is it again? The Scouts Unlimited or the whatever it is. I mean, they passed out of relevance a long time ago as they went woke. My friend Carrie Dougherty does an amazing job. I listen to Carrie, I read Carrie, and I just think the world of her. And any time that we have the opportunity to bring her onto this here little program is just an absolute delight. Carrie, thank you for being here.
Jeff, thanks for having me this afternoon. You are fired up. You're not holding back at all. That speech was just hilarious. Laughing through a Holocaust speech, but, you know, it's so insincere coming from that man. Oh, man.
Right, so I'm not the only one who sees through the Michigan.
No.
No.
Okay. No, what is going on with him? It took him, he had a 10-day nap before he could say anything, and then, we also denounce Islamophobia.
Right.
You know? And now, right. Now he comes out and he gives the speech he should have given, 2 weeks ago, but it's just meaningless at this point. He's undermining the Israelis at every turn, trying to blame Netanyahu for everything, refusing to acknowledge there's a war council and a unity government right now waging this battle. They've got to go into Rafah. They've got to wipe out Hamas. They can't leave one of those members standing. You know, I can't get over it.
You're spot on, as per usual, Carrie. What is your sense? And I gave everybody, I hope, a reminder of who you are and what you've done throughout the years and why I am such a fan, because I look forward to that week in snark. I really do. If I can get... You know, if I can get a little extra dollop of snark in the middle of the week, I'd be totally cool with that. I got to let you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we don't want to annoy people. I try to limit it because you know how annoying it is getting emails from people. We send out one a week, and we don't sell that list to anybody. It's, you know, if they come with a warrant, I won't give it to them. Now, what really struck me, Jeff, maybe I'm sure it struck you too, was I went back and found the old column I wrote. I was still working. I was a Metro columnist at the Virginian Pilot in August of 2017. I wrote this outraged column about the guys with their Home Depot tiki torches marching through Charlottesville, that Unite the Right demonstration that turned into that went violent the next day when they clashed with the people who wanted to tear down the Robert E. Lee statue, and one poor girl wound up dead. And they were chanting, "Jews will not replace us." And then you have these meatheads at UVA and VCU and Virginia Tech basically saying the same thing. You know, it's Intifada and you know, up with Palestine, they're wearing Hamas headbands. What in the world? What's the difference between those two groups, the far right, the far left? They've sort of come all the way around and they've merged.
It's bizarre, too. There's some folks out in Charlottesville that are upset because they're saying, well, none of this, the presence of law enforcement, the VSP was not present back in 2017, so it's inappropriate now. And I thought, but now, wait a minute, maybe they should have been more in evidence then, and then we would be in a better situation. You know, maybe I'm misreading it. What do you think?
Well, they let that go on. If you remember, it was, a Friday night tiki torch march through the campus, and the next day they were having that demonstration in what they had renamed Emancipation Park or something. And I have always thought that Terry McAuliffe and the mayor up there got together and let those two groups clash. They could have kept them separate.
Yes.
If you notice, most of these demonstrations, they're keeping the protesters and the counter-protesters away from each other. They let them clash. I think they wanted the optics. I just do. And it was horrible. They should have stepped in way before that and put an end to all that nonsense. It was an unlawful gathering.
Oh my gosh, Carrie, you're spot on. You know, that is an opinion that many people sort of off the record hold, right? Like, yeah, you know that they wanted these two to meet. And then we get all the official stuff. Oh, we didn't know where they were going to be, or we didn't know what this corner was. I'm thinking, well, then you shouldn't be chief of police in the city of Charlottesville.
Exactly. And Charlottesville, what a crazy place. I mean, it's so beautiful. I don't know why the crazies get all the beautiful places. They have Vermont, they have Colorado, they have California, and they have Charlottesville. I mean, is there a prettier city in Virginia? You know, is there a prettier area, prettier university? No. And, you know, the loons have taken over. I don't even understand what's going on up there. But, gosh, if watching Larry Sabato, I went back and read his tweets from 2017. He was so indignant about these Unite the Right guys. And now he's full of praise and gushing for these demonstrators that are saying awfully hateful things about Israel and the Jews. Mm-hmm. Oh, but they're fine, you know. And Jim Ryan was wrong to call in whoever called in the state police. I guess they're not quite sure who did it, but good. I'm glad they got the tents out before it turned into Columbia or something up there.
Well, you know what's happening, though, Carrie? Here in central Virginia, I got a report earlier today that Kanawha Plaza downtown, which is in the middle of some pretty nice office space, apparently some of those tents that had been pitched at VCU are now pitched down there, and there's a question about who's responsible. Will the Richmond police go in? I mean, obviously, LeVar Stoney, our mayor here, who, by the way, wants to be your lieutenant governor. And
I can't wait.
Yeah. If you loved what he did with the city of Richmond, Carrie, baby, wait till you see what he does to the Commonwealth, you know?
Yeah. That was the motto with Pete Buttigieg. If you like what he did in, where's Notre Dame? I can't think of the town where he was mayor, you know.
The mayor
of the roads there. Like, you'll love what he's done to transportation in America.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great job. Yes. Let me ask you about Virginia Beach and things to the east. You're talking about beautiful territory. I think that you got a really nice chunk of our beloved Commonwealth out there.
Well, we do.
What's going on out there politically?
It's very quiet.
Really?
It's very quiet. We're just, you know, it's summertime. This sort of gets the Key West vibe down here. Once, you know, we get the spring breakers, but they didn't come this year. We can't figure out where they went, but we're really happy they didn't come. So it's been, you know, don't tell anybody they didn't come this year. So it's just, you know, people are getting ready for the beach. The people have got their suntan lotion out, and you can't really get people riled up this time of year unless you tried to close the beaches or something like Northern did. Back in 2020, there was a revolution brewing then, but I can't get over what's happening across this country. I'm so disheartened and can't wait for November because I think we're going to kick some of these characters out.
You are hopeful in that regard.
I'm actually optimistic at this point.
Oh.
I'm optimistic.
Okay.
And I'm not a big Trump supporter, but I am now. I mean, the choice is stark. The choice is stark. And we can't. Biden is like a Roomba. Have you ever seen it? Seen him on stage? He like Roombas around. He doesn't. He bumps into something, then goes in the other direction. Every time I see him, I'm thinking, what's wrong with him? Well, I think we all know.
I think, yeah. And the strings that are pulling him just are not long enough, apparently, because they keep pulling him right off the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flipping stage. Well, let me ask you a couple of things. Let me remind everybody, Kerry Dougherty is joining me, who is just one of the most talented people I've ever encountered.
Okay.
No, come on, Kerry. I'm telling the truth. You are a writer's writer. There are a lot of us that write, and then we look at your stuff and go, "Yeah, I'm going to have a drink instead because I don't stand up
it.
To her." You do a great
stop
job.
Stop it. Okay, thank you.
All right, well, you're
thank
welcome.
You.
Fine, take a compliment and move on. Now, you're talking about you not necessarily being the biggest Trump supporter, but now you've come to that. I think there are a lot of us who have been through that, where as the contrast, as you say, gets starker and starker, you don't have any place else to go unless you are a committed old-school Democrat, and then, frankly, you should vote for Bobby Kennedy.
Absolutely. And I, you know, there was a time when RFK would have had a lot more appeal to me. I was more liberal at one point in my life. I like him. I think he's principled. I don't agree with so much of what he stands for,
right. But
good for him for wading in there. You know, there's nothing that said we can only have two parties, but I really hope Trump supporters don't peel off. I just hope he peels off from the Democrats, because I don't know how any Democrat could vote for Biden, the condition that geezer is in, and then look at Kamala and think, well, that's fine. If he goes, we'll always have her, you know, with her Venn diagrams and electric school buses. I mean, that would be catastrophic. I mean, that woman is just, I don't, it's important. Don't you think it's important, Jeff, though, that Trump name a vice president soon so somebody can be out there campaigning for him
Absolutely.
While he's tied up in court?
Well,
to get somebody out there.
Let's face it. I think my sense, Kerry, is that it was Kristi Noem till it came out that she shot her dog. And it's like, you can't come back from killing a puppy. There's no way you can write it, spin it, puff it, but polish it. I think that took her right off the list.
She did. I think she did Trump a favor, because I was looking at her. I wrote about this today on my website. I was looking at her and reminded of Sarah Palin. Initially, I thought, Sarah Palin, what a great choice for McCain. She's the governor of Alaska. They're independent. They're mavericks up there. They're bold. She was strong, you know. And then she actually campaigned very hard for him. He didn't treat her very well. But she would not have been a good president, I don't think. And he was pretty aged. And I think that Kristi Noem has spared Trump from making a similar mistake. So I think she did the nation a favor by telling us about cricket. And not only that, she wants to shoot Biden's dog, apparently, and shot a goat, and then she said, tweeted out the other day, she just shot a couple horses. I mean, there's not going to be any animals left soon.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she gets the post of Secretary of the Interior. She could thin out some of the herd around the country. No, that's a bad
idea. I think she's reached the pinnacle there in South Dakota.
I think so, too.
She has really done herself in. I don't know what she's going to do now. And those lies on TV about meeting Kim Jong-un, I mean, she can't admit she lied.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And you know, again, your background, great writer, cover also, it's always the lie that's bigger than the crime. And the cover-up is worse. And who do you think President Trump should be looking at right now and saying, you know what? You're the person for VP.
If it were me and I was advising him, I'd tell him pick Tulsi.
Okay.
I like Tulsi Gabbard. She's come out. She has a book, apparently. And this idea that people don't trust her, she used to be a Democrat, stop it. Reagan used to be a Democrat. A lot of good people had said the party left them. She's smart. I heard the Rogan interview with her, Jeff. It was 2.5 hours. He goes from topic to topic to topic. She is so knowledgeable and so smart and so well-spoken. And I kept thinking Kamala couldn't last 8 minutes with Jeff, with Joe Rogan, because she's so dumb.
That's right.
Tulsi's smart and she's attractive. I think she qualifies as a minority. She's a Pacific Islander.
That's right.
She's attractive. She served her country. She's got that military cred.
Yeah.
I really like her. I just really like her. I think she's had an epiphany like a lot of us have had these past few years, and good for her for admitting she was mistaken.
I'll tell you what, Gary, I am right on board with you. I've gotten the same sense with Tulsi Gabbard. We were fortunate. We had her on the program. We got her coming up. I don't know exactly when, but she is easy to listen to. And that may sound kind of silly, right? But you and I both know we're in this audio realm. If it's difficult to listen to you, then, well, people are going to peel away. And make no mistake, Biden and Harris are really difficult to listen to.
Oh, they really, Kamala with that giggle. And I do think this is going to sound sexist, but I can say it. I think some women's voices are really annoying. Dr. Jill, for the love of God, she sounds like a munchkin. Women have to modulate their voices if they want to sound good when they make a speech. Carrie Lake sounds great. If you put aside the craziness, she's got a great voice. And Tulsi does too. It's a nice, it's a modulated tone. I think that's what we all really like.
Right.
And women have to, I have to be careful. I can screech like a banshee sometimes, but, but women, it's hard to be a woman. I never thought Hillary sounded very good.
No. Well, and then she had the phony accent she would go into. Oh, come on. Just lie in your original language, whatever that is. We don't believe you anyway, so.
She was falling down towards the end of her campaign.
God, it was painful.
She was painful. Such a mess.
Oh, all right, Carrie, I can't believe it. I'm out of time, and I
thank
I have
you
to,
for having me.
Oh God, I love having you on here, and I want people to sign up for this. And I don't know, maybe we can start a grassroots movement where there's extra snark if we ask for it. But how do they get signed up for your weekly dose of snark?
If you just go to CarrieDoherty.com to look at my website, I think automatically something comes up and says, "Do you subscribe to our email, our weekly email?" I send out one email Fridays. I try to get it out in the morning, but sometimes it doesn't come out till the afternoon. But that's it. That's all you get from me, and that's it. Just one email a week. I don't badger people.
No.
And that's it. I try to be amusing, be a little human on Friday.
Listen, I'm going to tell everybody who is not yet subscribed, and those people are crazy themselves, but they need to subscribe. It's something to look forward to. I'm not blowing any smoke
free.
Here when I tell you.
And
I
it's free. It's free.
It.
We don't have any paywalls. It's all free.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
Carrie, I hope we can prevail on you to come back again.
Anytime.
And chat about stuff. You'll tell Mike I said hi, please?
I will, and come on our show again anytime. You were great the other day. You really lift, you know, we're a small town down here, but you're big. You're the capital city. You are Jeff Katz, and we loved having you. Thank you.
Love being there. Thank you so much. That's my friend Carrie Dougherty. If you're not signed up for her newsletter, and she talks, yeah, it's her weekly dose of snark, but it is those things. You will look forward to getting it. Carrie is, she's a brilliant, brilliant writer. She's just a smart person overall. She's got some great insight, and she is funny as the day is long. CarrieDougherty.com. CarrieDougherty.com. It is 3:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.